Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 245 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. The court. You can comment upon the fact that he refused to meet Frank, or Frank refused to meet him, and at the time he did it, he was out of the city. Mr. Arnold. We did object to that evidence, Your Honor, but Your Honor let that in. The court. I know. Go on. Mr. Dorsey. Resuming. They see the force of it. Mr. Rosser. Is that a fair comment, Your Honor, if I make a reasonable objection to say that we see the force of it? The court. I don't think that, in reply to your objection, is a fair statement. Mr. Dorsey. Resuming. Now, may it please Your Honor, if they don't see the force of it, you do. Mr. Rosser. I want to know, is Your Honor's ruling to be absolutely disregarded like that? The court. Mr. Dorsey. Stay inside of the record and quit commenting on what they say and do. Mr. Dorsey. I am inside of the record, and Your Honor knows that's an entirely proper comment. Mr. Rosser, Your Honor rules he says one thing and then says Your Honor knows better. Mr. Dorsey, Your Honor knows I have a right to comment on the conduct of this defendant. The court, of course you have, but when they get up and object, I don't think you have any right to comment on their objections as they are making them to the court. Mr. Dorsey, I don't. The court, no, I don't think so. Mr. Dorsey, isn't everything that occurs in the presence of the court the subject matter for comment? The court, no, I don't think you can comment on these things. You can comment on any conduct within the province of this trial, but if he makes an objection that's sustained, why, then you can't comment on that. Mr. Dorsey, does Your Honor say I'm outside of the record? The court, no, I don't, but I say this. You can comment on the fact that Frank refused to meet this man, if that's in 162.